Show with me this morning, Representative Lane Allred from House District 21, representing portions of Star Valley and giving us an update on the legislative session in Cheyenne. Good morning, Representative Allred. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Appreciate your time and the update this morning and what's happening in Cheyenne. When we first talked, Representative, it was your first few days even in the session. And well, now we better touch up or follow up on that. How have things gone now that you're a few weeks in?
Well, I'm thinking they're going quite well. You know, the learning curve for me has been pretty steep, but it's coming. And anyway, I thought today for our talk, unless you have something else in mind, we'd talk a little bit about some of the progress of our bills that are trying to slow down the cost of our taxes on our homes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my question. I know there's been several proposals, so yeah, go right into that.
Yeah, I know that was the one thing that I heard from everyone. Well, right now, there are two bills from the House, 98 and 99, that have been passed over to the Senate. House 98 is a reduction of $50,000 on the value of your home, which basically, I'm not going to give you all the little fine details, of course, but basically works out to about $300 off your taxes, and that will be over a period of 2 years if that one passes. And, of course, there's some stipulations on that, but that one's kind of a across the board. And then there's 99. This one's already in statute where a person can request from their county treasurer to get some of their tax money. And what has happened, this one is based off your federal income tax returns. And what has happened is this one, the percentage has been jacked up substantial. You'd want to look at the details on how you would fit into that category, and a lot more people are going to qualify to get some of their property taxes back on that. There was a House Joint Amendment, one of the very last bill that the House worked on. I like this amendment because it set up a separate category for dwellings, for residence homes. There was an attempt to put an amendment on that failed, and that amendment then did not pass. Has to pass with 2/3 majority for a constitutional amendment. So anyway, I was disappointed with that. But I'm looking at the Senate side. We're going to get a couple of bills from the Senate. One is a bill that will be a constitutional amendment, but it has specified elderly and infirmed, and that will be determined by the legislature who fits in that category. So there's an attempt on that, which I think is good. And then there's another one that would reduce the percentage of taxes by 1% over the next 3 years. So it's a hard battle, a lot of different ideas on how it should be, although I heard from all around the chambers that this is what my constituents want. So I hope this works in the right direction.
Representative Lane Allred from House District 21 on the phone with us this morning with an update from Cheyenne. Representative, that's a pretty good summary of what's happening with those pieces of legislation. What's the anticipation right now? Because as you mentioned, that's a lot of proposals. And are you expecting, I mean, obviously the legislature is expecting multiple of those to be passed, correct? They're not just going to settle on one.
No, I hope that several of these get passed, if not all of them. I'd like to see all of them pass. The two that I mentioned from the House, if I'm not mistaken, is everyone could get $300. And then if you qualified under 99, you could even get more. So, and then if you're infirmed or elderly, that takes their taxes away. as I recall. So those are two, but those are from the Senate. I haven't seen the details on that one that would take the taxes away from the elderly infirmed. I haven't seen the details on that, but that's the word I'm getting from the Senate side.
All right. Representative Lane Allred joining us this morning with the legislative update from Cheyenne. Representative, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it today.